Exercises 7 through 9. When Roger Crawford was born, his limbs were not fully developed. He had just a thumb-like projection coming directly out of his right wrist and a thumb and one finger sticking out of his left wrist. He had only three toes on his right foot and a deformed left leg, which would later be amputated below the knee so that he could wear an artificial leg. The doctor warned his father that he might never be able to walk or participate in normal activities. Yet Roger's parents kept a positive attitude and always believed that their son could learn to do almost anything anyone else could do. "My parents never allowed me to feel sorry for myself or take advantage of people because of my handicap," said Roger. "Once I got in trouble because my school papers were continually late," explained Roger, who had to hold his pencil with both hands to write slowly. "I asked Dad to write a note to my teachers asking for a 2-day extension on my assignments. Instead, Dad made me start writing my paper 2 days earlier." Not surprisingly, Roger's father always encouraged him to get involved in sports, teaching Roger to catch and throw a volleyball and play backyard football after school. Then Roger learned how to play tennis. His hands each look as if he has one giant finger, with no thumb. He learned a two-handed grip. He put the finger from one hand into the end of a tennis racket and wrapped the other hand around the throat of the racket. Roger would not allow himself to believe that he was limited by his disability. He played his hardest. He got so good that he began winning tournaments in high school and college and became a tennis professional. He got so good that he once played John McEnroe when John was advancing in his career. Roger says that the night before the tennis match, "I slept like a baby. I woke up every 2 hours and cried." Eventually, Roger won a special award for his tennis, and he was given the honor of carrying the Olympic torch during the opening ceremony of the Olympics in Los Angeles.